What about adding ramucirumab? Did you consider that?
Yeah, we did consider that actually. He was a little bit more beat up than he had been when he first started. And so we were a little nervous about the added toxicity, and we're kind of nervous about him even tolerating docetaxel alone. So we did not add in ramucirumab.
I mean, you would think if he was going to have, like you said, if he was going to have a toxicity problem, it would have been with the docetaxel. I mean, ramucirumab, I mean, you say he's beat up, but would it really had that? How do you generally approach the issue, ramucirumab? Do you usually offer it or not?
Our group has not been so favorable towards that data. I know other practices have really embraced it, so it's not on our standard formulary options. We can get it through an exception order if we fill out some paperwork, but I think the overall improvement over docetaxel alone was fairly minimal, so we haven't embraced it wholeheartedly.
Just out of curiosity, how do you view Bev nowadays? That's a question we used to talk about all the time, but are you adding it in general in patients who have, metastatic wild type non-squamous?
I am not. After the Point Break study, which was 4 or 5 years ago now, I started phasing out my use of bevacizumab because I was mainly using pemetrexed as the second drug with platinum in the frontline setting. And my takeaway from Point Break was that, I mean, it was quite clear that bevacizumab on top of a taxane base did improve outcomes, but pemetrexed by itself maybe gave about the same outcome. I still do give it occasionally, especially when you're looking for a high response rate or a young patient where you're trying to be very aggressive. But now there's another option to think about for those patients where you want to be aggressive, like with this guy, which is the carbo-pem pembro. So I will say that one situation where I do use bevacizumab and have been really pleased with it is in patients with radiation necrosis of the brain from prior radiation therapy where they're having a lot of swelling, a lot of symptoms, seizures. I've found that it can be really good at reducing that radiation necrosis swelling.
Interesting. Of course, obviously, Bev's used a lot with GBM.